Estoy tan enamorado de la negra Tomasa que cuando se va de casa, qué triste me pongo. Estoy tan enamorado de la negra Tomasa que cuando se va de casa, qué triste me pongo. Ay, 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 esa negra linda relita que me echó bilongo y pirongo. Esa negra linda relita que me echó bilongo.
Kikiribu, mandinga, kikiribu, mandinga.
Allá en La Habana, Tasajo, y allá en Oriente, Mabinga.
Kikiribu, mandinga, kikiribu, mandinga.
Yo conocí a un cocinero que cocinaba Mabinga.
Kikiribu, mandinga, kikiribu, mandinga.
Y machacaba los ajos con la cabeza el mortero.
Ay, kikiribu, mandinga, kikiribu, mandinga.
Como bailaba Tomasa en el barrio de la Timba.
Kikiribu, mandinga, kikiribu, mandinga.
To CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories. That was La Negra Tomasa by Compay Segundo.
Yeah. Whoa.
My name is DJ D-Rod. I'm here. Oh, first. Welcome to Viva Porú, the ointment. For the soul,
the ointment for the soul, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, welcome. Bienvenidos, everybody. That was, of course, our beautiful DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. Tripping over words, but still here. Still here.
Still making us. I'm DJ Bruja, and today in the studio, it's not only DJ D-Rod and DJ Bruja, as it kind of always has been for the past 2 years. Today we have a very, very special guest, our favorite special guest, La Valen! Hello, Valen! It is such a pleasure to have you here on the show, such a pleasure to be able to bring guests back and for you to be the first on the show.
This is so exciting. It's so pro, and I am very excited.
Woo!
And I'm so excited already 20 times.
20 times. It is perfect. We love it.
We love it.
And La Valen, why are you here? Let us know. What's happening?
Why am I here? Uh-huh. Today, I think we're here to celebrate the greatness that is Cuba.
Whoa.
It's music, it's traditions, the talent that comes out of that beautiful island, and all the diasporic communities that include Cubans. And so today we are here for
specifically that.
But specifically that.
Viva Porú.
Viva Porú.
Cubaby.
Cubaby. With special
extra
guest.
Special guest. La Valen.
Yes, today we are here to celebrate what Cuba is, what magical talent Cubans have and have shared with us, and we've been able to appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And now today we have this platform to share it with all of you listeners. Mm-hmm. In Vancouver and in the world.
And 1 hour is not enough, but we will do our best to showcase some of it, at least a little bit of it.
A little snippet, a little yes. Tiny appetizer. But yes, definitely, if you have any time on your hands, feel free to research what Cuba is and the role that it has played within the music industry, but also, you know, to showcase film and literature and everything that is art, Cuban art, you know?
And well, I guess, you know, before in our shows, we've talked about different music genres. We always mention Cuba at some point because a lot of them come from, arrive to Cuba and then move over to Latin America. But also, Valen made a really great point as well. It's not only, Cuba is not only a door sort of like to Latin America from all these music genres that arrive, but it's also a cooking pot.
A cooking pot.
Such great traditional Cuban music that we want to celebrate.
Yes. And we want to be able to enjoy as well, and for you to enjoy at home, to make you feel at Cuba. You know, we always say that Brazil has this very specific flavor on the palate, that when you listen to Brazilian music, it kind of tastes like Brazil. You know, it gives you that little taste. It hits that area in your brain that it's Brazil. And I feel like Cuba has the exact same thing with its Cubanness. You know, you listen to Cuban music and you're like, oh my God, this tastes so particularly and so beautifully. And I feel like Cuba is magic, and we want you to feel that little flavor, little saborcito. Yeah. Hoy.
And I have a question. I have a question for Valen. So, Valen, what to you is special about Cuban music? Like, what is it? Maybe there's so many things you can talk about. Of course, it's not even a great question. but or one thing that you can tell us about Cuban music then.
One thing. So I think I was thinking about this earlier and like reflecting how I arrived to Cuban music and how, why I feel it so close to me. Mm-hmm. And I think it has to do with the fact that I grew up in a family of musicians, in Mexico, not in Cuba, where there were a lot of immigrants, and a lot of those immigrants, like my parents and my dad, who's Venezuelan, were Cuban. So I grew up surrounded by this music and surrounded by these traditions. And it's really a lot of the genres that feel the closest to my heart.
Like home, familia,
exactly.
Casa, you know?
Exactly. So I think that's one thing that I think is really special about Cuban music, is that one way or another, we've all sort of in Latin America grown up with a lot of those traditions, a lot of those sones, a lot of those
rhythms and flavors, you know? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For
sure. So I think that's definitely.
And you know, the reason why we have La Valen today in the studio as well is because it was La Valen's idea to come up with a Cuba special, which honestly opened so many doors for us to be able to share a Cuba special here at Viva Porú, you know?
Yes.
So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Gracias.
And just what you were saying too, of how the difference between Cuban music or music made in Cuba, but also music made by Cubans in other places. So just going back to how it's a place, does not need to be physical. It just gets carried over with all the amazing people who for some reason or another have had to leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And how that has helped shape to other types of music and all the different places where they have gone.
New genres, you know, or like subgenres of things. Because we talked about bolero and, you know, how bolero has these influences from Spain, of course, and like a lot of Cuban influence from the island itself. But then when it went to Mexico, it created a whole new bolero migration that turned bolero into the magic that it is today as well, you know? So it's fun how music can travel and evolve or become something completely different along the way.
Ooh, exactly. And hey, talking about music, should we jump into
our first music segment? Yes.
But the first song from this music segment, Valen, please give us the honor of introducing it and telling us a little bit about this band in particular.
Yes, I am very excited. This first song is really close to my heart. It's part of an album that my dad recorded back in 2002. By a band called Habana Line. The album is called Habano y Cacao. And this song, among many amazing, incredible, and legendary musicians, including my dad playing el tres cubano and percussions, also includes the voice of this legendary sonero called Tiburón Morales.
Ooh.
That I am really excited.
And also, you had a participation on this album as well, didn't you?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
my dad
you did.
Tells me. I don't remember much because I was very little, but
hey,
I played some percussion in there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome, La Valen. So this song is Soy Sonero here at Viva Porú for the first song, and then we're gonna turn into
Amorosa Guajira by Guillermo Portavales.
Yeah. And this is a cool Guajira representation, you know, because Guajira actually means like a person from La Guajira, but it also became this like awesome genre of music that is so close to my heart because my mom loves Guajiras. And in Colombia, there's actually La Guajira as well and a lot of Guajira music. And so I feel like it's, I can see the influence, you know, the Cuban influence in Colombian Guajira as well. And this one is awesome.
And after that, what we're comes
gonna
next?
We're going to be listening to No Me Lloras Más by Omar Aportondo. And this song is amazing for some female representation here. Cuban female representation. Cuban female legend.
Hey, shout out.
Shout out,
she was here
Omara.
In the Chan Center a few years ago.
Oh, my God.
With the Buena Vista Social Club. And I actually had the honor of giving her flowers.
Flowers. Oh, my God. We are so jealous.
I love Omar.
So jealous.
Very lucky.
Yes. So we are going to start with Soy Sonoro here at Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul.
Yo soy sonero y no lo niego.
Guayabal, la tierra que adoro tanto.
Sonero soy,
Venezuela, voy para la Guaira.
Y este solo va para los panas de Caracas. Echeche, Carlos Julio, el gran Joe Ruiz, donde quiera que esté.
Donde crece en flor la piña, aroman las flores y arrulla el palmar. Mirando el cielo azulado, un guajiro enamorado, sus penas de amores se puso a cantar. Ay, ven, amorosa guajira, que ya nada me inspira, ni el canto del ave que surca el azul. Ay, ven, alegrar mi bohío, que hasta el lecho del río se ha vuelto sombrío. ¿Por qué faltas tú? Ven, que mi blanca casita ha quedado solita y al verla tan triste me causa dolor. Ay, ven, que la tarde se muere y mi alma no quiere, preciosa guajira, vivir sin tu amor. quedado solita y al verla tan triste me causa dolor. Ay, ven, que la tarde se muere y mi alma no quiere, preciosa Guajira, vivir sin tu amor. Thank you.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. Gente linda, happy Thursday. Woo. We are here in the studio. The one and only DJ D-Rod.
Welcome.
And I'm DJ Brujo. And today, woo, yeah, you heard that right. Today, we have the one and only La Valen. Extra, 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 extra special guest, La Valen. And why? Because today is our Cuba, Cubaby special.
Special.
Yeah. An ode dedicated to Cuba.
That's beautiful. I wanted to ask, hey, when was the time when the three of us came together for the first time? You know, like, we promise you friendship in this show too. So we need to hear that story. And it happened right here at UBC?
It happened right here.
Yeah.
What was the day?
Territory. I think, I don't even know what the day, of course, was. Or the
year.
It was
February 16th, 4 p.m. Very cloudy day.
That's exactly how it was. But I think the way we met was, I was part of this exhibition. I was part of this class that in a group setting, I guess, curated the exhibition for the graduating class of visual arts. Mm-hmm. 1 year, maybe 2017?
Ooh. I would think so. Yeah. I think it was 2 or 3 years before I graduated.
Right?
I
remember that. And I think Danny, I already knew Danny, and Danny brought Bibi.
Yeah.
And
that exhibition was awesome.
That exhibition was awesome.
Yeah, it was so, so beautiful. I remember it was like a sunny day, probably around spring. Like, yeah, and I remember just the lighting, all the art it was like a showcase for students, and it was just beautiful. And, of course, I was so thankful, first of all, for Danny. For UBC and for meeting such great people like La Valen, you know what I mean? I always tell Danny, like, my life would have been so different without you guys.
Oh my God, mine too. Yeah. Mine
so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for the friend. And then, of course, Valen then took you to UBC Rueda. The
yes!
Club.
Speaking UBC of.
Shout out,
UBC Rueda.
Hey.
Tell us a little bit about what Rueda is.
Rueda is, I guess, a way of dancing salsa.
Mm-hmm.
In that, literally, rueda translates to wheel, and you dance in a circle. And it's really cool because you get to dance with everybody. You switch partners, and there's one person that calls out a move, and then everybody does sort of the same thing. So it's a very, like, collective experience. And it was a really great opportunity for me, kind of coming from Latin America and arriving here and not having, like, regular opportunities mm-hmm. to dance. To listen to salsa and to, like, celebrate that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really for a lot of years, Rueda at UBC was, like, a little piece of home.
Exactly, a little piece of home. And, you know, it was very interesting for me because I grew up with Colombian salsa. I think I told you this before, but I had such, like, a Colombian idea of what salsa was, how salsa was danced and, like, how it sounded, how it made me feel. And then I went to Rueda and I found out that there's, like, a whole spectrum of other types of danza salsa. I mean, salsa dancing. Amazing. Salsa dancing. And also, you know, Cuban salsa is so different, you know what I mean? And so sabrosa as well, in some way. And honestly, I really, really enjoyed it.
And
it sucked, but I loved it.
No, good times. I enjoyed watching it, but and I always wanted to do it. But hey, I still have the time.
You still have the time.
I'm going to do it.
Always go back to Rueda.
Go back to Rueda. Shout out, UBC Rueda. And, you know, we are talking about some music genres from Cuba. We just said salsa cubana. We're listening in the background to El Manicero by Perez Prado, King of the Mambo.
King of the Mambo, baby.
And we also had some other genres to just give a shout out to. Of course, there's so many. We've said it before.
Punto cubano or punto guajiro is a genre of Cuban music that mixes poetry with music. And I find it so cool because it is this mixture mixture of, you know, music or sounds, rhythms from the Canarias with, you know, such a Taino influence and like Cuban influence. And I feel like that mixture makes it such a beautiful Punto Cubano and so particular as well, you know. Mm. So huge shout out to Punto Cubano.
Huge shout out. Huge shout out. Mm-hmm. Bolero, of course.
Bolero.
We wanted to mention Bolero.
And even Boogaloo, you know, Boogaloo and Cha-Cha-Cha, even though, you know, New York is kind of also like the capital of Boogaloo, I find it so cool that the Cuban-American kind of community also made it so cool. Like Colombian salsa, you know, some people say, of course, Cali is the capital, but New York is also such a mecca of Colombian salsa. And in this case, it's the same for Boogaloo.
Which goes back to what we were saying of the people of a place bringing everything and making the music there, like in Veracruz, Mexico.
Exactly. Please talk about that.
I was sharing earlier this story that my parents told me. Also, shout out to my parents.
Yeah, big shout out.
Amazing, Felipe, Sisi, I love you.
Oh, mucho we saludo. Love you. Viva Porú loves you.
And we were talking about how danzón, too, as a genre that is very traditional and popular, both in Veracruz, in the coast of Mexico, in Mexico City, also kind of comes from a tradition of Cuban musicians that arrived at the sort of like coasts of Mexico and brought all of their flavor and all of their music and sounds into this culture, and also kind of recognizing how a lot of times like very traditional Cuban music was not being played as much back in Cuba, mm-hmm. and how these traditions kind of like took off again mm-hmm. in places like Mexico. We were also talking about the importance of the golden age of Mexican cinema mm-hmm. and how that gave an opportunity for so many different artists of different genres and disciplines to kind of come
and be heard
and find platforms mm-hmm. yeah that could be shared mm-hmm. not only in Mexico but also that were becoming famous throughout Latin America.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, it's awesome how it needed kind of that push to also just help people find their own music, like their local music versus what, for example, European music was bringing to the table, which was awesome, but it was awesome that it was kind of this boom of localness and of local talent and of local, you know, art, which I find awesome.
Yes. Yeah. And also like all these different peoples, communities, different people from different countries mm-hmm. coming together. Uh-huh. How it happened with salsa too in New York.
In New York, exactly.
Right, because maybe it was the birth of salsa, but it was all these different people from Latin America mm-hmm. with all these different influences from not just Latin America, but of course like Africa and like other different continents and mm-hmm. Jewish people. Yes. I don't know, like different types of
different
things.
Sounds, big different bands, rhythms, right? Different
like
flavors, you know?
And like that bigness of those orchestras.
Exactly.
And I think
translated into Latin.
Yes. Don't know. And honestly, I think as humans, what we do best, music and food. Like we come together, and as you say, we bring each other and then we find each other and like create together and I'm just like, why can we not follow those same values and like principles and the way we do things in music and in food, just to life in general, like, it would be so much better.
Immigration.
Yes.
So many aspects of life. But that's awesome, you know. And I find that the mixture of sounds and the mixtures of rhythms can create such particular little things, like little subgenres of the own like salsa spectrum. Like we were talking about the fact that like Cuban salsa has its own little specific sounds and specific movements and specific things, which I find incredible.
Which we're gonna listen to.
Yes, we will.
In the next mm-hmm, song, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which is El Paso de la Bailarina by Habana de Primera. Brought to Viva Porú by extra special guest La Valen.
La Valen. Yeah. You heard that right. We're going to start our second segment with that song, and then we're going to listen to Pilón by Interactivo. And please, please, Valen, what is Interactivo?
Ooh, what is Interactivo? Actually, first of all, I wanted to say that Habla de primera is Alexander Abreu's Salsa Orchestra.
Ooh.
So just to throw out the amazing music, amazing people from Cuba doing great stuff. And Pilon Interactivo, this all comes to me from my dad, Felipe, again. I think this is really...
Big shout out.
Shout out to him.
And an ode to him as
and
well.
An
you
ode
know?
To him and to my mom and all this amazing...
Creative.
Traditions that they shared with me and that I'm sharing with you. And Pilon Interactivo, this song is a band that actually changes as it performs. Whoa. So it has different... how would we say, like, ways of being, I guess. So sometimes you'll see some musicians playing, sometimes you'll see other musicians playing, but it's the idea of, like, coming together, creating music, kind of like contemporary Cuban music with, you'll hear some flavors of, of different genres, and I think it's amazing.
Yeah,
hope you enjoy it.
It's interactive. It's interactive.
If you have a second, check out the video on YouTube, because it is like a studio version, and you can see the instruments, you can feel kind of the emotions and everything happening there, which I think is awesome. Yeah.
And for the last song for this music segment, we're gonna listen to "Me Voy" by Ivegi.
There we are. And this one's featuring La Mala Rodriguez.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Ivegi, we definitely need to talk a little bit about them.
Amazing band, twins. Ibeyi. I think actually Ibeyi means twins in Yoruba, if I'm not
mistaken. Uh-huh. Oh my God.
And they're these amazing French Cuban
musicians.
Artists. Who are killing it.
Yeah.
And mixing all these Afro Latin percussions and rhythms with like an electronic, I guess, feel.
Exactly.
Textures. Of techno textures.
Uh-huh.
We're going to call it that.
Techno textures. And with such cool energy, too, you know? Because I feel like they bring such a unique energy that, I don't know, make you feel a certain way. And I love that. I love that about them. Oh, my God, how exciting. So we are going to start with El Paso de la Bailarina.
Bye.
Bye, Habana de Primera. Here at Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
Llegando con un tumbao.
Hey, yo me enamoré de esa bailarina.
Agua.
Qué linda, qué fina.
Te enreda y deja con una cosita rica que te hace sonreír. No te puedes resistir, ella es así.
Va llevando de vacilón en vacilón.
Y ahora me palpita el corazón por esa bailarina.
esa cosita que me hiciste, mami, me
dejó. Ay, doctor, la bailarina me enamoró.
Meneito pa' aquí, mareito pa' allá. Ah, ay, qué bueno, qué bueno.
Nene, me interesa ponerle a mi caché tu aderezo. Si combino y pierdo la cabeza, si me encuentran soy paro preso. Y por eso te traigo un pilón para que aprenda la vuelta que da. Sin miseria, mamá. Arrollando venía del oriente y me llegó la musa pa' tu gozo. Repicando un ritmo de otro tiempo, se me antojaba con guiro guaroso, guaroso.
Me interesa tu aderezo, por eso te traigo pilón, para que aprenda la vuelta que da.
Otra vez.
Me interesa tu aderezo, por eso te traigo pilón, para que aprenda la vuelta que da.
Y tocando se abrió el occidente, con guarapo te escribí una letra, pero tus ojos de una caleta me aderezan como un arrebato. La cosa va a
Agarete.
Eres como una gata. Abriendo el gabinete de la musa, golpe de mi serenata. En el arete y te llevo en la sola pa' como pompa de higuereta.
Me interesa tu aderezo, y por eso te traigo pilón, para que aprenda la vuelta que da.
Oye, que te soñaba contigo en un sainete. De arriba tiraba un pilón, pero por abajo gritaba la gente. Dame pilón, pilón, hasta mañana.
Me interesa
hasta mañana
tu aderezo, por eso te traigo pilón, para que aprenda la vuelta que da.
La cosa va al garete,
al garete.
Tú eres como una gata,
yeah.
Abriendo el gabinete de la musa, hoy te di mi serenata en el arete. Y te llevo la sola pa' como pompa de galeta, ah.
Para que aprenda la vuelta que da.
Sueño y miel en mi boca, sueño y miel en la ropa. Ay, recuerda, recuerda. Y me voy, y me voy, y me voy, y te vas, y te vas. Hacerme un ser tú y yo, recuérdalo.
Y me voy, y me voy, y me voy, y te vas, y te vas. quiero, luego siento que tengo poco tiempo, yo no quiero perder. Tú me hacías falta, jugué, sin ojos caminé. Cualquiera que toma la vida gana, cualquiera que mira afuera huye. Cualquiera que esté despierto cobra, cualquiera que sufre es más fuerte. Y a donde esté, como haga la tierra, donde esté, aunque yo me pierda, donde esté. Dentro de mí quedan frases, rezan tú y yo.
Me miras, soy tuya hasta el amanecer. Se nos agotan las horas, me olvido, te olvidas al cerrar los ojos. Solo hay melodía, ay. Recuerdo.
Welcome back to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma. Viva Porú, The Ointment for the Soul. That was Ibeyi with Me Voy. And it was featuring La Mala Rodriguez. Great artist as well. You've tuned into our Cubaby special with extra special guest, La
Valen. La Valen. You know, this is an episode that's an ode to Cuba, but I feel like it's also a big ode to La Valen and to her parents and her family, because they have given us such great gifts today. I feel honored. I really feel honored.
I feel honored as well.
Oh, Valen, we love to have you here at Viva Porú.
Viva Porú.
So yeah, we are listening to our Cuba special, our Cuba ode. And we wanted to mention that, yes, we know that we were missing a lot of legends, because hopefully this is part one. Just the first part of an entire series of hopefully more Cuban legends, mm-hmm. and Cuban art, which would be necessary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, necessary. Celia Cruz, Bebo Valdez, we will bring them to you.
Yes, yes.
In the future.
In the future. Stay tuned, you
Stay
know?
Stay tuned
It'll
to
come.
Your ears.
Keep listening.
Keep listening.
Stay tuned.
In the background, we're listening to Sofrito by Mongo Santa Maria. What a great percussionist. Oh.
Yes, yes. And what a great name for a song, sofrito, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
there's nothing person.
Like el yes. olor de un sofrito, el sabor de un sofrito, the everything that a sofrito can bring to your life.
Yes.
And in this case, via sound waves.
Yeah,
via sound waves.
I love that.
Yes.
Shout out to Sofrito.
And to Mongo Santa Maria today.
And to Cuban food.
And to Cuban food.
Hey.
Quick shout out to Ropa Vieja, Moros y Cristianos.
And Mango Super High.
Con gris.
Y mojitos. Yes.
All of it.
We also wanted to make a special mention of this beautiful movie called Viva. Viva narrates the story of this human in Cuba that is kind of going through this incredible self journey. I won't spoil anything else because I don't want to spoil it for you that you are interested, for you, you know, out there that want to watch it, but you really should. It's Viva. And we chose it because we also are going to play one of the main songs that is featured in the movie by a legendary cantautora, Blanca Rosa Gil. Blanca Rosa Gil. And it's also such a cool way to discover this side of La Habana that is maybe not encased or showcased in many other ways, such as like queer La Habana, you know what I mean? And I feel like that is such an important piece that this movie showcases, and I feel like it's cool.
And I think movies are a great way to learn about Cuba, and there's so many things that they've been through, and there's a lot of great movies out there that showcase a little bit or certain stories of the people who it's great, you know, great to know and take in.
Exactly.
Like
Candelaria. Candelaria by Jenny Hendrix.
Great film.
For sure. What a beautiful film. Directed by a Colombian director, but filmed and starring all Cuban performers.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing, my favorite film of all time.
Oh my God.
And also about the special period of Cuba, which was a very difficult time. And, you know, something that we should all learn a little bit more about.
Yeah.
And another great movie is Santa y Andrés.
Santa y Andrés.
Shout out.
I haven't watched that one.
In film.
Oh my
it's
God.
Beautiful.
Please
and I
help
think you
me.
Can find it online.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, okay. I'm going to go home and do myself a favor. Amazing. So many cool stories. And you know, I feel like those stories are sometimes the ones that you can relate the most. Don't get me wrong, I love Marvel movies. But I feel like it's those like very human, vulnerable stories about certain things that sometimes only Cubans would understand, but you somehow are able to relate as well, you know? And I find that so lovely about film and cinema, especially Latino cinema. Yes, I am biased, sue me.
And you know, by now, today, we're running out of time because we had such great things to talk about.
Yes.
We had extra special guest, La Valen. But before we go, we do have
a couple of other songs.
A couple of other songs.
Yes. we're going to start with Sombras by Blanca Rosa Gil. And then
we're going to close with Compa Galletano by Pedrito Martinez. Unbelievable Afro-Cuban percussionist and my idol, Rubén Blades.
But of course, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I forgot we have a tiny Cool Llama fact. Because Viva Peru wouldn't be Viva Peru without a Cool Llama fact. And today's Cool Llama fact is that, believe it or not, la NASA used alpaca wool to make some space suits.
Uh-huh.
Space suits. Yeah, because it is so warm and so lovely.
Look apparently. At that. Llamas have been in space.
Llamas have been in space. Yes,
what?
They have. Yeah. But anyway, thank you so much, La Valen, for being here. Thank you, everybody out there who
thank
is listening.
So
thank you, CITR, for giving us this space to be able to share with you. And we are going to go into listening to La Sombras by Blanca Rosa Gil.
Thank you, everybody. Stay tuned.
Yes, gracias. Stay tuned. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded ancestral and traditional Musqueam territories.
Cuando tú te hayas ido, volverán las sombras. Cuando tú te hayas ido, con mi dolor a solas, evocaré el idilio de las azules olas. Cuando tú te hayas ido, y en la penumbra vaga de mi pequeña alcoba, donde una tibia tarde me acariciaba. Aspirar en el aire como un olor a rosa. Cuando tú te hayas ido, me envolverán las sombras. Thank you. la penumbra vaga de mi pequeña alcoba, donde una tibia tarde me acariciaba.
Con guamole.